We have an area of low pressure that's going to be moving through the area Thursday night into Friday. And as the storm moves through, temperatures are going to be dropping into the lower to middle 30s. So we're going to see a changeover from rain to a rain-snow mix, and then potentially a period of just snow occurring across Minnesota. And right now it looks like the areas that could see the most snow would be from western Minnesota, Morris, Alexandria, Brainerd, and then up into the North Shore. For the Twin Cities area, it looks like it'll be less than an inch right now because the changeover will be a little bit later as you go further east.
And, you know, I know that it's really just towards the end of October. How typical is it to get snow at this time of year for us?
Well, I know a lot of people think of October and they think of the Halloween blizzard of 1991. But getting that kind of snow is really rare in October. In fact, in the past 20 years, we've only had 3 years where we've had measurable snow in October. So it's quite unusual to have a significant amount of snow in October. Our average is about a half inch for snow in October, that's just because we include that blizzard that we had. We had over 8 inches on Halloween in 1991. In general, our snow amounts in October are a tenth of an inch or a couple of tenths. Occurring towards the end of the month.
And Michelle, anticipating what we're forecasting for later this week, is that significant or not necessarily?
It's a little bit more than we would normally see in October, with just a little bit less than an inch expected in the Twin Cities and up to 2, 3, maybe 4 inches in some spots of western Minnesota into the Arrowhead, Minnesota. So it's a little early, but once we get into November, it's pretty common to start seeing accumulating snow events.
So is it too early to declare winter is officially here in Minnesota?
Well, for some people, winter does start when we get our first snow event. So most places will see some snow on Friday. It will be lighter accumulations, though, so that's the good news.